of the Holy Ghost upon this body. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would let the anointing destroy every yoke on this line. We ask for forgiveness for every sin of omission, the things that we should have done that we haven't done, omitted. Thank you. And ask for forgiveness for sins of commission, the things that we've done that we shouldn't have done. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Open up the line, Lord. And we pray that the Holy Ghost will take over. We surrender the line to you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for what you've done. Oh, God, we exalt thee. Our souls delight in thee. We celebrate thee and cherish you, Lord. We applaud you for all the things you've done. We appreciate you so much. We don't take you for granted. God, we give you the proper respect. And all the honor properly goes to you. And we thank you for your presence upon the line. We adore you, Lord. We adore you. Oh, God, thank you for allowing us to be your children. Thank you, thank you. We magnify your holy name. We love you, Lord. Love you so much. And we marvel at your handiworks. Thank you. We proclaim your name in all the earth and respect you and revere you, reverence you. At the same time, we trust you. Yeah, God, look on this line today and stretch out your mighty hand over the people. Yeah. Thank you for what you've done again and again and again. Stretch that mighty hand out, because we know when you stretch out your hand, people will be healed. People will be saved and delivered. The captives will be set free. God, look on those who are coming to us all over the world, in Africa, in Asia, India, Germany, Russia, everywhere. God, we know that you're the only true and living God, and you can touch in all these nations. You see every problem. God, you can solve every problem. We depend on you. We're leaning and trusting in thee, Lord. Now, Lord, even look on those who are incarcerated and deliver. Many of them, God, who need to be set free. Help, help, help. Bless, bless, bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless those who are sick, down and afflicted. Oh, God, bind the enemy who comes to afflict your people. Keep them down. Let the blessings of the Lord flow their way. In Jesus' name, I pray for those on the Gaza Strip, that you would bring peace in the midst of confusion. In the name of Jesus. Those in Africa who are dealing with that Ebola, in the name of Jesus, you have the cure. And God, you can speak to it and tell it to stop it and get out of there. And that enemy of Ebola will be totally, completely destroyed. Thank you. God, we believe in you. Touch and do things that we've never seen. This is the last day, and you reserve your secrets for the last day many times, and give them to your prophets. And thank you for it.
Thank you.
Now bless, 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 bless. Oh, God, bless, 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 bless. Touch, 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 touch. Touch, 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 touch. Thank you for your blessings. And God, bless people in the city and bless them in the field. They're going out and they're coming in. You know they're down sitting and they're uprisings.
Okay.
In other words, you know when they sit down and when they get up, God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless, touch, and help. We'll give you the glory. Now, Lord, we come on this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line to give you our first fruits. Receive them.
Yes.
We were able, Lord, last night to lead people all over the world into thanking you 1,000 times. I believe we gave you 1 billion praises. Far more last night. Thank you for it.
Thank
and
you.
We just praise your holy name.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Lord, and take over. This is your day. And we give you reverence and glory and honor. And we ask these and even other things in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Properly for the glory of God.
Yes.
We give you glory and we give you praise and honor.
Oh God.
My. Thank you for your presence. God, I feel you in the atmosphere. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. Oh, my God. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line.
Good morning to you
and you.
Good morning.
I know it's hard for some of y'all or difficult for some of y'all to get started. But thank God he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. I hope you feel the same way. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. If you do, let's speak to the Lord because he is real.
Yes.
And we
thank
love him
Lord.
And praise him. Let's preach. Lord, good morning to you, Lord. Good morning. We
morning
thank you
Lord.
For what
morning,
you've
Lord.
Done.
Good morning, Lord.
Awesome. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. That's all right. Amen. That's a good thing to do. All in area code 801 and 912 and 860 and 870 and 225 and 913 and 816 and 708 and so many others.
Yes, Lord.
347 and just so many. Let's commence the line with praise. If you got a praise, I got a praise. I want to get it out. Why don't you give him praise? Father, we thank you.
Conference recording started.
Thank you. There's a praise for the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we praise you. We adore you. We esteem you. We extol thee. Everybody, this is open to you. Let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day, God. We give you praise, the adoration. I prayed again, and the Lord said, you speak. And I got to obey him. Wasn't planning on speaking until Friday. But the Lord said, you speak, so I will. I want to go to 2 Timothy 4 and 7 and 8. Before I go there, I just want to say this little praise and worship song. Amen. Oh, my God. I like to sing it all the time because it's what I really do. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. He's been so good to me. One of my testimonies, I want to thank him. And he's been so ultra awesome and so kind. Amen. I want to go to 2 Timothy 4 and 7. And the Lord led me to speak on this yesterday. I want to give it to you all today. It's found in 2 Timothy 4 and 7. It says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not only to me, but unto them also that love his appearing. And I said that verse yesterday, those two verses, and the Holy Ghost said twice to me, he said, tell the people that you ain't getting ready to go nowhere, that I've got you, and I'm going to have you to finish the work, yeah, that I've started in you. Because when you read that text, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Many people think that perhaps you're getting ready to check out of here. No. But there's a word in that text that the Lord has me to bring out to the saints of God. I want to talk about finishing this morning. Finishing. F-I-N-I-S-H-I-N-G. Finishing. Yeah, finishing. And I really want to talk about it for purpose. I want to talk about it because the enemy has launched a vicious attack on the saints of God all over the world. He's launched this attack, tried to somehow aggravate them, and the focal point of his attack is to keep God's people from finishing. He doesn't want them to finish. They started out a time ago. And if you would, someone that's moving around on the line, and you got your line open, easy to mute your line, if you would. But they started out a long time ago. And they got started. Yes, they did. But the enemy does not want them to finish. You see, the race is not given swift. Not given to swift. The strong.
Swift.
But it's given to those who endure to the end. Those who endure to the end. Those who are set on finishing. Who determined to finish. I must finish. Yeah, I must. Yeah, yeah. It's given to those who want to do the will of the Lord and to finish. Never forget, heard about this story. You moving around, amen. I heard about this story of a mirror maker. He had a glass in his hand. He was trying to become a mirror maker. He was trying to make mirrors. And I never will forget it, that he didn't know how to make a mirror. So he decided that he would experiment in many ways to try to figure out how to make that mirror or that glass reflect his image. Didn't know what to do, but one day he had exhausted all of his trials. He had tried everything he knew to do to make a mirror, but he couldn't figure it out. One day he went to one of his friends who was a silversmith. He had to have some work done, and he just happened to share with the silversmith. He said, I've been trying to get this glass to reflect my image in the glass, to reflect my face, and I can't get it to do it. I've tried everything I know. And the silversmith said, let me have it for a moment. And he took it and went in the back room there and stirred up some stuff and melted some silver down and took the silver and put it on the back of the glass. And when he put it all over the back of the glass, he noticed something was happening. And after a while, the backing of the silver turned black, and something appeared in the glass. He took it to the man who was trying to become the mirror maker and said, look, look, look. And the man who had originally brought the glass in, trying to become the mirror maker, he looked in the glass, and all of a sudden he had to holler because he saw his face in the mirror and realized that he had tried everything he knew to make the glass reflect his image, but it could not. But all the glass needed was a finish. Yeah, it just needed a finish. It needed the silver on the back of it, and that would cause it to reflect his image. Let me tell you something. All many of us need is a finish. We need the finish for the Lord. The enemy is trying to block us. And all of his blocking, all of his strategies is really about keeping us from finishing. Yeah, because he knows that scripture. And be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap the blessings you've been sowing, if you faint not, if you finish. That's what it says. If you finish, you shall reap the blessings. Yeah, you've been sowing, 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 but the enemy doesn't want you to reap the blessings. He wants you to faint. Yeah, he wants you to faint. You know, I'm going to share something very personal with you about me. Amen. And I share this because a lot of people, and I'm going to speak on this one day, a lot of people see the glory, but they don't know my story. They really don't. They think that I never have struggles and trials and tribulations. Yeah, yeah. But just the other day, on, was it Friday or Saturday of this week, my wife pointed this out, and I agree with her. The devil tried to kill our granddaughters. Yeah. Our granddaughter, our oldest one, was driving and turned the corner, and all of a sudden, a woman ran the red light, and boom! Them right in the side where Malia was sitting. Amen. Thank God the Lord protected them. I'm going to speak about this. There was a hedge around them. Amen. But you know the glory. You don't know my story. I'm trying to finish. I'm trying to finish. I'm trying to be a finisher. I've got one earned doctorate degree. All glory be to God. But I enrolled in Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, doing well, got a 4.0, all A's, and trying to get my second doctorate degree. And ran out of money. Over here at our church, I had to decide what was more important, whether to keep things going at the church or to keep paying for my second doctorate. And owed about $2,200 there. And they sent me a letter. They sent me a letter and said, Dr. Johnson, We're sorry to say, but we're taking you out of the doctrine program because your bill has not been paid. Now, here I am in the middle of the inner city trying to do the work that many of them are afraid to do and many of them won't do because they're afraid to come over there, right off of Quindaro, which some people count one of the worst streets in Kansas City, in all of Kansas City, and trying to win lost souls to Christ and reaching people on the street, trying to keep them from going over to their houses in those neighborhoods over there and stealing them blind, and they take me out of the program when they should have really been giving me a scholarship to help me, because we're in the middle of the inner city trying to do the work and in one of the poorest areas in all Kansas City. But the enemy, I believe, had him do it. Sometimes we don't have a way to get around it, but I'm going to tell you, instead of me throwing my hands up and saying, I'm throwing the towel, the Lord said, don't worry about it, son, because you're only in one chapter of your book. See, some people throw in the towel because they don't see the next chapter. They don't turn the page. And I saw it in the next chapter. I saw me turning the page. And the people who took me out of the program for $2,200, I saw myself going back to the school, and I saw me reading that verse that you do good to those who you feel like despitefully use you. And I saw myself walking up to the school and going inside and going to the president's office and saying, I want to just do something for y'all. He said, what is it? I said, I enrolled in here in the doctoral program, and even though I didn't have enough money to finish with a 4.0 average, I still want to just be good to y'all. What is it? I have a check for y'all. And I saw him look at it and almost faint. It was a check for $1 million. See, we have to know that the enemy is trying to block us on every hand. He wants to keep us from finishing. And his arsenal for keeping us from finishing is so huge. He'll use psychological warfare to try to get to your mind, because he believes that if he can take over your mind, you will never finish what God calls you to do. He tries to use sickness and put you down on your bed of affliction, because he believes that if he can make you sick enough, you won't finish what God calls you to do. He tries to use disappointments. He will use people to bring disappointments in your life and just start snatching things from you here and there, and disappointments, and trying to tear you down through people. Many times he uses your loved ones and your siblings and people all around you and people close around you. Why? Because he knows that the loved ones around you can hurt you the worst. They don't even realize it many times, but he's using them to try to keep you from finishing. He uses overweightness, yeah, causes you to eat more than you should eat. Why? He wants you to get you so heavy till he'll slow you down. You don't have the strength because of all the weight you've been carrying around. He wants to keep you from finishing. It's all about finishing. He uses discouragement, things that people say. Don't worry about them. They talk about Jesus, they're going to talk about you. The enemy uses people to try to keep you from finishing. But pray for them that despitefully use you. Matthew 5:44 says, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That's why I saw myself walking to the seminary, going in there and doing something for them. Because it's all about the enemy keeping you from finishing. He uses church hopping, people who join over here, stay there for a while and see something over here and go over there and flirt over there and hop over there. Yeah, church hopping. It's all about keeping you from finishing. There's no euphorium. I said, there's no euphorium. No, it doesn't exist. No perfect situations anywhere. No perfect situations in churches anywhere. No. There's no perfect churches. They all got something wrong with them somewhere. But it's a hospital for sick folks who are trying to get well.
Yes, Lord.
And you have to know that the enemy uses church hopping to keep you from finishing, won't you? Yes. You'll never be nothing. Church hopping.
All right.
I know some people who in 1 year's time, well, I don't know about 1 year, but I say in their lifetime, they have joined 14 churches.
Oh,
yes.
Lord, yes.
Yeah. But see, it's all about the enemy trying to keep them from finishing. Then he uses flightiness. It's you're one way to the day, and the next day you're another way tomorrow. It's kind of like bipolarness.
All right.
You know, that changes all the time. They put your hand. Just flighty. One way, one moment, the other way, another moment. Just flighty. The enemy knows that most people cannot stand change, so he makes people flighty. So he will either use change on them to aggravate them personally. He uses flightiness. Or he will use that flightiness, that change, to aggravate you. You around him. It's kind of like this man who was a renter at a house that my aunt owned. His name was Mr. Evans. And he told my Aunt Catherine, he said, Miss Catherine, my girlfriend's name is Charlene, or no, Christine. He said, Christine is flighty, Miss Catherine. She's flighty. She's one way today and another way tomorrow. And don't worry about it, because she ain't going to never go to Osawatomie, the crazy house. She'll never go there. But she'll run everybody around her crazy. Yeah, because she's flighty. Yeah. And the enemy uses these things to keep you from finishing. He doesn't want you to finish. He sees that God has called you to something mighty. Won't you finish? And then he uses money shortages. Yeah, he knows. He read the Bible. He knows that Ecclesiastes 10 and 19 says, but money answereth all things. And the enemy knows that. And he will make you have a lack of money. Many times he'll block your money. Why? Because he's trying to keep you from finishing. He wants you to throw in the towel. He doesn't want you to finish what God called you to do. He uses lies and deceitfulness. Yeah, because he knows that God cannot stand a liar tearing in his sight. The enemy will try to get you to tell all kind of lies or act a lie. If you don't tell a lie, he gets you to act a lie because he doesn't want you to finish. He doesn't want you to finish. He uses unfairness. One of the things I like most about God is that he's fair. He's fair in all his ways. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But the enemy uses unfairness to try to keep you from finishing. He'll use the DVD players, anything, just DVD. Try to get you to watch X-rated movies or pornography or porn because he doesn't want you to finish. He uses TV shows. All kind of TV shows to get you to watch them to keep you from finishing. They got a TV show on now called Killer Kids. Shouldn't be on television. The kids killing their